Chapter 1. The School of Life. Suddenly, life became harder. For the first time, Charles began to understand the family's money problems. Charles Dickens was 43 in February 1855. After a birthday dinner with friends, he decided to walk home through the snow. His walk took him past a large house called Gadshill Place. Dickens knew this house from years before. When he was only a boy, he walked past the same house near Chatham in the south of England with his father. Now the adult Dickens remembered his father's words. "If you work hard, one day you can live in a house like that." To the young boy, the big, expensive house seemed like a dream. But Dickens did work very hard, and now he was rich and famous. He was the most popular writer in Britain. He decided something that cold February night: to buy Gadshill Place. 2 years later, Dickens and his family moved into the house. The young boy's dream was now real. Not all of Dickens' memories of his early life were happy. Those years were often hard, but they helped to shape the adult writer. Charles John Huffham Dickens was born in 1812 near Portsmouth on the south coast of England. His father, John, worked in an office. It was not a bad job, but John had a terrible weakness. He liked to spend more than he earned. The Dickens family never stayed in one place for very long. Sometimes they left because John Dickens was not able to pay his debts. The family's money problems were made worse by the number of children. Charles had one older sister, Fanny. After Charles was born, his parents had six more children. There were six more mouths to feed. Charles was five when the family moved to Chatham, a busy town on the coast. This was the happiest time for him. His father had a new job, and the family was able to live comfortably in a nice house. Charles loved to walk around the town with his father. The family were able to pay someone to look after the children now. Charles loved to hear stories from their nurse, Mary Weller. She did not always tell the young boy pleasant stories. Mary preferred stories of blood and murder. Much later, Dickens thought that his interest in the darker side of life came from his nurse and her stories. Charles's mother, Elizabeth, taught him to read. Then he and his sister Fanny were sent to a local school, a room over a shop where an old lady taught a few children reading and writing. Charles was small and often ill, so he could not always play outside with other children. Soon he was reading as many books as he could. He also began to write his own stories. Sometimes his parents took him to the theatre. The boy lived in a world of stories, and he loved them all. But John Dickens' money problems did not go away. In the Chatham years, he continued to spend too much and often borrowed money from friends or relatives. In 1821, the family moved to a smaller house. Then John Dickens' job was moved to London, and he was paid less money. At the age of 10, Charles moved with his family into a small house in Camden Town, just outside the city of London. Suddenly, life became harder. For the first time, Charles began to understand the family's money problems. Sometimes they had to sell their furniture, clothes, and even books. They had no money to send Charles to school now, but they continued to send his sister Fanny to an expensive school. With much more free time, Charles began to walk alone through the streets of London and by the River Thames. This was a time of great change in Britain. New factories, railways, and machines were changing British life forever. The old ways were disappearing fast. More and more people were moving from the country to the cities for work. London was soon the biggest city in the world, but life was not easy for the poor there. They worked long hours in dangerous jobs at the new factories. Often, more than one family lived in the same small house. Some people had no home or food. They lived on the streets and asked strangers for food or money. Some of them stole. The city was a strange new world for young Charles. He often returned to this world in his novels. At home, the Dickens family's money problems grew worse and worse. Charles's mother Elizabeth tried to earn some money by opening a school. Not one pupil came, and the school failed. At this time, a friend of the family, John Lamott, suggested a new idea. Lamott worked in a factory where black boot polish was made. He offered Charles a job at the factory. And so, 2 days after his 12th birthday, Charles started work at a dirty old factory by the river. 6 days a week, he walked more than 5 kilometres to reach the factory. Then he worked for 10.5 boring hours, putting the company's name on pots of boot polish. It was not unusual for children to have jobs like this in the 1820s. But Charles had bigger hopes for his future. The other boys were poor, and most of them could not read. Some were orphans. They were kind to Dickens, but he hated every second of the job. He knew that he was different from the others. What's in a name? Charles's best friend at the factory was an older boy called Bob Fagin. When Charles was ill at the factory, Fagin helped him. Later, Dickens used the name Fagin for one of the characters in Oliver Twist. In that novel, Fagin taught children to become street thieves. Perhaps Dickens used the name for this character because his time at the factory was one of his worst memories. 10 days after Charles began this job, his father was sent to Marshalsea Prison, south of the River Thames. This was a special prison for people who could not pay their debts. It was different from other prisons. John Dickens continued to work and receive money. His family were able to live with him in the prison. Elizabeth and the younger children lived there, but not Charles. Now he was really alone. He found a room in a house and continued to work at the factory. Every evening, he bought dinner with his own money and then walked back to his room. By the end of the week, he often had no money for food. He visited the prison most days. The prison scenes in many of Dickens' novels seem real because young Charles knew prisons very well. After a few months, Charles's grandmother died. She left John Dickens enough money to pay his debts. The family left the prison, but Charles was still not free. His mother wanted him to continue at the factory, and Dickens never forgave her for that. John Dickens saved the boy now. With more money in his pocket again, he decided that Charles must return to school. The boy was sent to a school in North London called Wellington Academy. This was very different from modern schools. There were 200 boys of all ages in one big classroom. The teachers were quick to hit their pupils. Dickens later compared some schools to prisons. But after his months at the boot polish factory, Dickens was happy at school. He and his group of friends wrote and acted in plays. They wrote stories, poems, and jokes, and they put them in a school magazine called Our Newspaper. Dickens did not tell his new friends about his past life at the factory. He was again in his world of stories. There was only enough money for Dickens to be at school for 2 years. Then, soon after his 15th birthday, he left and began to look for work.